potential impacts if federal funding is restored to the state health department. A state lawmaker is proposing to limit the length of trains for safety, and collegiate wrestlers may get a big prize if they win this fall. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Deborah Schar. Health and Human Services Chair Paul Rosino says he wants the state health department to prepare for the possibility the state would see its federal family planning money restored under President Donald Trump. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more.
Rosino says the Trump administration, quote, probably would be helpful in Oklahoma's fight to win back Title X funding it lost in 2023, when it refused to meet one of the grant's requirements to provide counseling to pregnant people on all options, including abortion if a patient requests it. The legislature has stepped in with funding to fill in the gaps. But Rosino says if the money were to return to Oklahoma this fiscal year, the state's financial support would be clawed back.
Make sure you keep that in your budget analysis, that if that grant comes, we're going to ask for that money back that the state has stepped up when the federal government did not.
A lawsuit from Oklahoma's Attorney General seeking to recoup the lost funding is ongoing. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A bill set to be introduced in the upcoming legislative session would limit the length of trains in Oklahoma. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports the legislation's goal is to relieve traffic concerns.
House Bill 2830, also known as the train length bill, filed by Morrison Republican Ty Burns, would cap the length of trains at 8,500 feet, which is about 120 carts. Representative Burns says the infrastructure is being stressed by the length of some trains.
Some of these trains are getting into that 10 to 15,000 feet area, which you're getting into 2.8, 3 miles when you get into 15,000 feet. And obviously the public safety of not just derailment, but clogging up the line.
He says the idea is to improve train and commuter congestion and address safety issues, and that four surrounding states have already passed similar bills. I'm Spencer Plato.
The Oklahoma Corrections Director is concerned about drones smuggling in weapons and lifting inmates out of prisons. We get details from Sam Moore with News Gurus.
Corrections Director Stephen Harp told a state Senate committee he thinks he has a problem. He cited a case in Georgia where a drone delivered a gun to a prisoner, which was used to kill the corrections officer. And Harp said he has been shown drones which can actually help prisoners escape.
One of them could carry a 222-pound man. There was another one that could carry a 300-pound man.
On the other hand, Harp wants the Corrections Department to start using drones for surveillance around prisons. I'm Sam Moore at News Gurus for KGOU.
A national collegiate wrestling tournament will come to Tulsa this fall. Robbie Korth reports wrestlers will be vying for $1 million in prizes.
The National Duels Invitational will be in mid-November at the BOK Center in Tulsa. Officially, it will be hosted by Oklahoma State University's wrestling team and feature 15 other Division I squads. A full list of participants will come by midsummer. The million-dollar purse comes courtesy of Paycom founder and CEO Chad Richeson, a former collegiate wrestler at UCO. Richeson was also instrumental in the hiring of Cowboy wrestling coach David Taylor, who is currently in his first season with the team. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.